Welcome to the Living Savior Church. We all know that it is in the Bible, in Revelation 13, 14, 16, and 19, where God says there's coming a time where that if you do not take the mark of the beast, you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. Just last week, Dave and I flew a little airplane 2 days before we got there in the Washington, Virginia, Maryland area where we took this thing, Washington, D.C. They had a storm just come out of nowhere. And it knocked out power to 4 million people. A couple of days earlier, you could went into the grocery store, and most grocery stores had all kinds of food on the shelves. You could go anywhere to any one of the Home Depots or Lowe's or anybody else and bought a standby generator for $500. But all of a sudden, it went from $500 to $1,500 to $3,000, and then you can't buy one. There's none available. So you think people won't take advantage of you? A little dinky $500 generator selling for $3,000, maybe even $5,000 if you can find it. All this happened overnight because God is judging America. So they went to not being able to buy a generator, to some areas up there you couldn't buy gasoline. And then there was areas up there that grocery stores, and within 3 days didn't have a thing on the shelves. I mean, it happened right here in the United States just a week ago. If you don't see the judgment of God coming on America, I think you're blind. You look at the record fires we've had. Last year, what happened to the state of Texas? Did we have the biggest fires we've ever had? Burned hundreds and hundreds of homes. And then, of course, just recently, a matter of days ago, we had the gigantic fire in Arizona that burned thousands of acres of land. And then we've never had a fire in the mountains of Colorado like we just had at Colorado Springs. Burned, what, 350 homes or something like that, or 450 or whatever it was, just burned people's homes to the ground. Somewhere between 300 and 500 of them. It's just awful. And then we go to Florida, and we had the tremendous floods, you know. I mean, everything's underwater in Florida. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a storm that's never been, a hurricane that just came out of nowhere instantly and blew down trees and knocked power lines down, and 4 million people are out of power for days. And in fact, a couple of days ago, I looked at the news, and they was down to less than 1 million now that's still out of power. And then I got tickled. This one lady, she was grumbling and complaining. She says, "I can't believe they can't get the power back on. Here it is 100 degrees, and we have no air conditioning, and we have to go spend the night in a hotel because we can't stay in our own house." I thought, this woman don't know what it is to have to suffer. That's what's wrong with the people in America today. We don't know how to suffer. You know, we think we got to have air conditioning, and it's got to be super cold. We can't do with just air conditioning at 85. Don't tell me I got to set the air conditioning at 85. I would die at 85. I get tickled at some of them when I say it's 80 degrees. Oh, I'm so hot. I'm dying. And I said, "Well, why don't you come work with me this afternoon where it's 110 outside in the sun? You might learn how to live. Believe me, you won't die at 100. No, you won't die. It may not be comfortable." I'm telling you, the time is coming in America where we're going to experience a judgment like we've never seen. And if you haven't read the book of Revelations, you need to. And especially those chapters 13, 14, 16, and 19 that talks about the mark of the beast. Because if the book is true, God clearly says in those chapters that if you take the mark of the beast, you have eternally sealed your fate. Somebody says, "You either take this implant or we're going to put you in prison." Well, what are you going to do? Somebody said, "Well, surely you wouldn't put me in prison just for not taking that little mark in my hand or my head." Yes, we're going to. Well, I'm not going to take it. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Bring your oldest child up here, and we're going to kill your child before you if you don't take the implant. Somebody said they would not do that. In the Catholic Bible, there are some stories in there about a woman and her seven sons. And the king came and says, "You either denounce your God or I cut your youngest son, his tongue out." Now, nobody would do something like that, would they? And so he said, "If you don't denounce him, I'm going to cut your tongue off. And then if you don't denounce him, we're going to cut your hands off. And then if you don't do it, we're going to cut your legs off. And if you don't do it, then we're going to kill you with a sword." That mother and all those sons watched each son be cut all to pieces and killed in front of her. And then they killed her last. And not one of them denied their God. I got a question for you. Are you that strong in faith? You know, some people have a problem just coming to church on Sunday if it's hot. It's too hot to go to church today, Thurman. I couldn't make it. All I got to say for you is you wimp. I am so tired of people that have had it so good so long that we don't even know what it is to suffer. I got a feeling today's coming that we're going to see suffering in this country like we have never experienced. I can't even imagine somebody coming and say, if you don't take the mark, I'm going to kill your son. I would have to say, I'm sorry, but I ain't taking the mark. You can kill him, you can kill me, but I ain't taking the mark because I know the consequences of taking the mark. If I take the mark, I have lost my eternal salvation. There ain't nothing worth that, is there? No. This lady, I think her name was Nora Lam, a Chinese lady. She was a teacher of the Word of God. And of course, the Chinese communists, they caught her and they told her she had to denounce this Jesus Christ. And she says, no, I will not. And they put her and tied her to a post. And then they got all these 10 or 15 soldiers and they all pointed their guns right at her. She's only a few feet away from them. And they said, if you don't denounce Jesus, we're going to put a blindfold on you and kill you. She says, go ahead. I will never denounce Jesus. They put a blindfold on the woman, and every trained soldier from probably 15 or 20 feet away put their guns pointed straight at her face and pulled the trigger when the command was given, and not one bullet hit that woman. Oh, I know they were just all bad shots, huh? Do you think God might have showed up for her? I know the king showed up. Until God is through with you and me, there ain't nothing can touch us. We are children of destiny. He has a plan for us. He has a real plan for us. And as children of destiny, if we obey him and do what he says, nothing can take your life prematurely. But think about the apostles. They all died a martyr's death. They stood strong upon the word of the living God, but it cost everyone of them their life. And like Paul, when the man said, Paul, if you go down to Jerusalem, they're going to cut your head off. He said, so what's the big deal? He said, to live is Christ, but to die is gain. If we have that kind of a relationship with the king, it ain't going to be a problem, is it? Now then, it's scary if you're not a Christian. And if you are a Christian, it may still be scary, but don't let it be. Realize you're a son or a daughter of the king of the universe, and he's going to take care of you. But be prepared for some rough times ahead. And for those that have a hard time coming to church because it's too hot or it's too wet or it's too rainy or whatever the reason is, I got a feeling there will be people that will be knocking down the doors trying to get into the house of the living God. And it would be good, you know. There's a few people need a few hard times to make them dependent upon something, because just like the warnings in God's Word, he clearly says, I'm going to give you this land, but after I've given it to you and you get fat and rich, and you're living in houses you didn't build, and drinking water out of wells you didn't dig. He said, when everything gets good, don't forget where it came from. Don't forget that I, God, blessed you with all this, because if you do, you will surely be destroyed. I don't want God to destroy me, do you? I'll never want to forget who he is and what he's done for me. And just like Dave said a while ago, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I just want to tell everybody about this wonderful gospel because it's the best thing ever happened to me. And I love the ministry that God given me. I love being able to pray for people, for children, adults. I love being able to have a healing ministry and see people come from everywhere here. And every time I get a praise report back that our King healed somebody, or it just blesses my socks off. I must be doing something that pleases the King. Because if I'm not pleasing him, he's not going to answer any prayer I pray. But if I'm pleasing him just a little, there's no telling what he will do. So if we can please him a lot, and that's where I want to be, I want to please my God a lot. Hebrews 11:27. From faith to faith. Now this chapter of 11 is the faith chapter, but we're going to start way down in verse 27. It was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt. He was not afraid of the king. Moses kept right on going because he kept his eyes on the one who is invisible. Today, there's so many people that's telling you that you're an idiot because you believe in a God that you can't see. Well, I don't know about the rest of the world, but I can see him clearly. I stood out at Home Depot the other day talking to a man. And as this man was talking about, well, how do you know there's a God? I said, how do I know there's a God? I said, well, first of all, just from a worldly standpoint, I said, look at that sky up there. You know, look at the clouds. You know, I said, look at those trees over there. I said, you know, to me, none of this is possible without a divine architect and a creator. I said, you know, these things don't just happen. I said, I see God in everything. I said, He is the maker of everything. And then I told the man, I said, you know, I just watched a little special on the news on TV about where in some country in the world where the elevation is 16,000 feet, they're putting these new telescopes up and they have them all synchronized together where they all work together. And it was awesome as from an engineering standpoint to see these things work. And this one scientist or whatever he was there, he was talking about some of the first pictures they brought in. And he showed them there how beautiful. He said, now this galaxy was not able to see this until we had these telescopes. And now that with these, we can see all this so clear. And I was looking at the picture. I thought, man, is that awesome. It's beautiful to look at that. And then he says, and they're really not that far into space compared to space. The guy asked him, said, well, how far? I thought I've been waiting for him to answer that question. I was hoping somebody would ask. He said, if you could travel at the speed of light, which is only 186,000 miles per second, for 72 million years, you could get to this galaxy. Oh, that's not very far away? And you think you can even comprehend that with your little peanut brain? I mean, 72 million, I mean, a year. I've lived 73 years. And that seems like an eternity, but 72 million light years at 186,000 miles a second, and I could get to that galaxy out there, and the one that we love and serve made that? If he made that, you think he's big enough to take care of us? I believe he can handle it. That's why I can have no fear. Why should I fear anything? He's in control, not me.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Are You Strong in Faith? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.